Not that cricket. Well, hello there and welcome to this week's episode of the Clubhouse End podcast. The name is Larry Quidadai. And of course, this podcast is a focus on Zimbabwean cricket and all things happening within Zimbabwe cricket. As much as we can cover within an episode, I try not to make it too long or not too winding. But if I come across something very interesting, best believe I will share it with you. And this podcast takes place on the eve of the T20 tournament or T20 series against Bangladesh, and also there's an ODI series that comes afterwards. But first of all, it is the T20 series that is taking place here in Harare at the Harare Sports Club. On the match is taking place on the 31st of July as well as the 2nd of August. I also talk to you about the Dave Houghton effect and also what Thabengwa Mkhuhlane has had to say about what else that Dave Houghton is doing as far as the team, national team setup and the Zimbabwe cricket setup. I'll also give an update on the women's team out in India, as well as the men's Zimbabwe under 23 team, which is also out in India. So let's start with the news about Zimbabwe as the squad that has been announced for the T20s that are taking place, the three T20s between Zimbabwe and Bangladesh. I think that picks itself with Blessing Zarabani and Tendai Chatara out injured. You'd have expected that they were just going to call one Simbola. In my mind, I thought it would be Victor Nyawuchi, and it is Victor Nyawuchi who's been called up. But the squad that is being called is pretty much the same squad that had been in Bulawayo for the T20 World Cup qualifier. So let me just read out the squad to you. Ryan Burl, Regis Chakava, Tanaka Chiranga, Craig Irvin, who's the captain, of course, Luke Jongwe, Innocent Kahia, Wesley Madevere, Tadiwa Nashe Marimani, Wellington Masakadza, Tony Munyonga, Richard Ngarava, Victor Nyawuchi, Sikandar Raza, Milton Shumba, and Sean Williams. So a pretty strong squad out there. Just, if you really think about it, where Tendai Chatara and Blessing Zarabani would complete that lineup, and you'd have your strongest squad. So, bar those two guys, that is the strongest squad. So, the probable starting 11 for me would be opening Craig Irvin and Regis Chakava, then followed by Wesley Madevere. Well, not in that order, because I think the coach is trying to go with that left-hand, right-hand combination. We've seen him do that when Zimbabwe were playing out in Bulawayo during the qualifier. Whenever there was for example, Irvin went out, he'd send out Sean Williams, or if Chakava went out, he'd send out Wesley Madevere. And so I think he's going to go with that format again. Craig Irvin, Regis Chakava, Wesley Madevere, not in particular order, as I said, Sikandar Raza, Sean Williams, Wellington Masakadza, Ryan Burl, Luke Jongwe, Milton Shumba, Tanaka Chiranga, and Richard Ngarava. The reason I'll pick Tanaka Chiranga ahead is because he was already in the squad in Bulawayo, so he was there as cover, but also Richard Ngarava was used during the South Africa A series. Tanaka Chiranga, I beg your pardon, was used in the South Africa A series that took place in April, going into May. And that gave an indication that he was closer to the national team than, say, Nyawuchi. So that's just my feeling. And Chiranga also took part in the matches against Namibia. So they will feel that's my supposition, is that he's got a bit more experience. Victor Nyawuchi's got more experience in the test format. But, yeah, it's good to have him as cover as well. He did pretty well during the domestic, where he took a couple of wickets, quite a lot of wickets. One of the top wicket takers across all formats, actually. And Victor Nyawuchi, having gone to Nepal with Zimbabwe A, you'd have noted, you'd think that he was probably not quite there in as far as the way Zimbabwe is looking at, but he's an option. He's an option, certainly an option. When I went and saw the training that was taking place, the five seamers that were in training were Chiranga, Nyawuchi, Ngarava, Jongwe, and whoever missed out, Chivanganya Uchi Ngarawa Jongwe, and I've just spoken about three there. Yeah, Chiwanga Ngarawa Nyauchi Jongwe, yes, that's four that I'm looking at there. The only other player who was out there who was bowling among the pace bowlers was during the training camp that was taking place at Harare Sports Club, doing the runs and so forth, was Brad Evans. He's a little bit behind, in my opinion. I think he still has quite a bit going that he needs to work on, but he's certainly one to look out for. I'm glad to see him within the setup. I think by next season, next year, he should be quite ready to debut for Zimbabwe. But it's just good to see him there or thereabouts. I saw him on the second day of practice having quite a bit of a chat with the head coach, that is Dave Houghton. And he was quite involved. I also saw Tadi Sam Sakanda within the camp. I think it's just great to have some of these guys within the camp to get the bodies around, to get, just sort of action. I'm hoping Tadi Sam Sakanda is a player that I think I'm hoping that somehow, somewhere, somehow, he's able to turn it around and be able to, get himself back on track. Yeah, but remember the matches are 31 July, that's Saturday and Sunday, and then the 2nd of August, all from 1 PM. You can check out Three Men on a Boat pages. There are tickets being given away, 25 tickets on day one and another 25 tickets on day two. So do attend matches. If you don't have money to attend matches, the tickets being given away. So just, head over there and, get yourself a ticket. Matches start at 1 PM. We'll check you out there.
Look, I think that the biggest thing that I've tried to bring to the team is to unlock the fear, They look like a side. I've known our players for a long time now. I've been in and around Zimbabwe cricket for a while. And they're very talented, very skilled players, but too scared to make mistakes. And I've tried to take that fear away and let them play. And we've seen the result. Our batting is exciting now. We take sides on. Our bowling and fielding has always been of a good standard, but we're playing that type of aggressive, interesting cricket that the crowds like.
So, Dave Houghton has gotten praise for what he brings to the team from ZC Board Chairman Thabengwa Mkutlani, and this is what he had to say.
As you recall, that Dave has not only been helping us with the coaching. Just before the onset of COVID, he brought two counties, Durham and Derbyshire, to play in Zimbabwe. He has been talking to players, Zimbabwean players who are resident in the UK who want to come and play. So he has been an integral part of Zimbabwe cricket, even when he was working for Derbyshire. We then brought him to be the coaching manager, and he's been running coaching clinics with all the coaches. We gave him Mountaineers, and Mountaineers has been twice runners-up in domestic. So when we felt we needed new energy in the team, it was the easiest of choices to go back to Dev and say, Dev, please, can you come and help us? And within 3 days, he was in the country. And you can see the change, the energy in the team, the camaraderie in the team, unit of purpose, and the focus. And we can only be grateful. And that's what we look forward to. Former players, ex-players, to come and contribute in one way or the other. We have done it with the ladies, with Gary Brent, and I think the girls are getting in good shape as well.
Yeah, certainly. News that players like Gary Balance and Ed Byram could be interested in coming back to play for Zimbabwe is always good news. Zimbabwe could do with some players. As they saw, there's a dearth of talent at the moment, at least at that level where I think just a little bit higher. Moving on to other cricket, women's team is still in India, and Shad Myers has scored a century and a couple of half centuries. They're getting great game time there, especially ahead of the World Cup qualifier that's taking place, the T20 World Cup qualifier, global qualifier. Zimbabwe, they're trying to get their first ever qualification for the global showcase. They're without Josephine Gomo and Modesta Mpachekwa, who are in the United Kingdom, getting great time there against quality teams. So, I'd have liked them to be in the camp and learning the conditions of the subcontinent, but it's great that they get out there playing club cricket in the United Kingdom and getting some game time. Also in India, yeah, the Zimbabwe under 23 team were just 2-1 against MSK SICA Senior and RNCA Academy. The squad that is in India for a couple of months under the stewardship of Alton Jugumbra, Ali Hamid, Alvin Chiradza, Arnold Shara, Blessing Mzite, Bright Chipungu, Bright Piri, Daniel Zidzai, Kudakwashe Macheka, Kumbarai Piri, Marshall Takoza, Christopher Masike, Koslati Nungu, Spencer Magodo, Tadisha, Tadiwana Shinyangani, Talent Zikiti, Tanurun Walmakoni, Tashinga Bsekiwa, Tinashe Kamunakamwe, Trevor Gwandu, and Wallace Mubaiwa. Now, some of these players, that are playing in club cricket, and some of them have played in the NPL, did relatively well, and some of them are playing, have already played first class cricket. And in as far as this tournament is concerned, Christopher Masika scored the most for Zimbabwe with 115 in terms of individual scores, and then Blessing Mzito was 67. So they're there for a couple of months, and hopefully you unearth some gems. There is an intention I'm hearing from Zimbabwe cricket that they want to bring out certainly a considerable number of talented players through the system every year. Yeah, so that's that for this week's episode of the Clubhouse and podcast. I'll have an episode for you on Monday just to give you a roundup of what's happened in the first two matches. Hopefully the series is still alive, or better yet for Zimbabwe, if they're leading 2-0, they have every chance of doing that. If they're leading 2-0, then that's a good thing for Zimbabwe, and, you know, they can really, you know, show that when they played against the teams from from the associates. It wasn't just, you know, because they were better than the associates, but they really should be competing against likes of Bangladesh. Bangladesh are no pushovers. Of course, Bangladesh are without their captain, Mahmudullah. He's not in. So, yeah, that's a big loss for them. Also, they're without Shakib Al-Hassan and also without Mushfiqi Rahim, who are all out. They've been rested. Mahmudullah has had bad form, and the team hasn't done very well. And when you look at it, a year ago when they visited Bangladesh, that is, Bangladesh visiting Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe really should have won that T20 series. They had a chance of doing, they won one T20, but they should have really won the T20 series and at least picked one win in the ODI series. They would have picked up 10 points. Remember that afterwards India come through, well, there's an ODI series, then after the ODI series, then India come through for an ODI series, after which it's off to Australia for three ODIs. And then I am sure there'll be a couple of things that'll be slotted in between. Then Zimbabwe will be at the World Cup. Yes, pretty excited about that. Yeah, that's it. Just remember that this podcast, the Clubhouse and Pop podcast, is published by Three Men and a Boat. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on all sorts of platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast catcher that you use out there. And otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. My name is Larry Quiderai. As I say, from where I come from, take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.